This is a Fox News alert. An end to federal abortion rights. I'm Rich Dennison. The Supreme Court today overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 High Court decision that gave federal protections to women seeking abortion. Fox's Shannon Bream says the ruling sends the issues back to individual states.
Justice Alito has authored the opinion. He is joined by Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Barrett. It says, we end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives.
The ruling also upholds a Mississippi law that banned abortions after 15 weeks. Mississippi is one of 13 states, mainly in the South and Midwest, that already have laws on the books that ban abortion in the event Roe is overturned. Another half dozen states have near total bans or prohibitions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women know they're pregnant. Pro-life advocates are cheering today's Supreme Court decision. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling out conservatives who she says are on a crusade to criminalize health freedom.
This cruel ruling is outrageous and heart-wrenching.
Many states are now expected to move to ban abortions, which Missouri did just over an hour ago, with others working to codify protections for the procedure into their state laws. The House is expected to vote later today on a bipartisan gun reform measure approved by the Senate last night. It would enhance background checks for younger gun buyers and provide for mental health services and school safety resources. It would also provide funds for states to enact red flag laws, allowing the removal of weapons from someone deemed a danger to themselves or others. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
First Lady Jill Biden takes part in an event today in Surfside, Florida, where 1 year ago today, 98 people died when a 12-story condominium collapsed. Victims of the Champlain Tower South will be honored today at that site. Postponed over tragedy, a celebration happens today in Uvalde, Texas.
1 month after a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary School and injured over a dozen others, in Uvalde High School holds its graduation ceremony today that this year will be optional. According to the Uvalde School District, that says students and parents are understandably cautious as the school works with both local and state law enforcement with increased police presence at the ceremony at Uvalde's Honey Bowl Stadium. It's about 2 miles away from the elementary school that will never open its doors again. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Amazon's Alexa device might soon replicate the voice of family members, even those who have died.
A new Alexa capability is getting mixed reviews after it was unveiled at the company's conference in Las Vegas. The feature in development would allow the virtual assistant to mimic any voice after listening to a short provided recording. In a video demonstration, a child asks Alexa, "Can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" Alexa then switches to another voice mimicking the child's grandmother. It could also mimic your favorite celebrity or radio anchor, but critics warn it could also be used for scams. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Transgender people born in North Carolina may change the sex designation on their birth certificate without undergoing surgery. That's the upshot of a consent judgment issued by a federal court yesterday. Lawyers for the North Carolina requirement that transgender people have sex reassignment surgery as part of establishing their identity was at the center of a lawsuit filed on behalf of an adult and two minors last November. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.